Stars twinkle in the night sky above a blanket of white clouds. Lying far below are hillside towns and villages, their lights scattered beside a glimmering river winding down from the distant horizon. At the boundary wall of this magical kingdom stands a magnificent fairy tale castle with the river flowing through it. A flag flutters atop its tallest spire as fireworks explode in the cloud-streaked sky. Glittering lights arc over the castle turrets. Disney. Gleaming gold letters. Disney presents Magic Camp. An old drawing and black and white photos of magicians from the past. Old film of a magician holding a blanket over a skeleton, which turns into a living woman. Black and white film of a man hanging by his ankles and throwing off a straitjacket. A magician in a top hat makes a deck of cards vanish from one hand and appear in the other. A modern magician makes a woman float and passes a burning hoop around her. A man throws playing cards into a watermelon, like knives. A woman holds up a black sheet and turns into a man. Famous magicians Penn and Teller make a ping pong ball vanish and appear under a red plastic cup. Magician David Copperfield raises a sheet in front of the Statue of Liberty. The sheet drops and the statue has disappeared. A magician in a dinner suit and bow tie tears up a newspaper and a white dove appears out of it. A magician floats high above a nighttime city. A bridegroom bends over backwards, defying gravity, then holds hands with his bride. A magician eats a piece of a $100 bill, then opens it up to show it's in one piece. A female magician separates a pair of steel rings. A kid on a bus makes a card appear in his hand. Another kid cuts a deck of cards and flips the sections around in his hands. A girl makes a banknote float in the air, and a friend films her on a phone. Red velvet curtains open on a stage. A boy of about 12, with black afro hair, sits at a desk in his bedroom and turns a row of cards over by running another card across them. He handles the cards like an expert and looks over at a photo of himself and a man smiling. A woman comes into the room.
Hey, Theo. Oh, it's so dark in here.
She opens the curtains.
You doing some magic?
No.
Yeah, I haven't seen you do any tricks in a while. Well, guess I'll forget about what came in the mail for you.
What came in the mail for me?
You've been invited to attend this place. It's the Institute of Magic. It's up in the mountains. It's a 5-week intensive study.
I know what the Institute of Magic is. Dan and I used to talk about it all the time.
Theo sits down on his bed and opens the Institute of Magic prospectus. His mum sits beside him and he plays a video on a page.
There's a voice inside of you, and it's the voice that says, I want to be a magician. Hello, Theo.
How did he know my name?
How did I know your name?
It was on your application. Theo, I'm National Treasurer Roy Preston, and I hear voices too.
33-ish years ago, I founded the Institute of Magic, a conservatory for promising young magicians.
Here, world-famous magicians will teach you
the 7 types of magic. Sleight of hand.
Preston flicks his thumb across fanned-out cards.
Prediction.
He smashes his glasses, which reappear.
Restoration. Vanish. And appearance.
Solid. Through solid.
Escape.
Levitation.
And you will get to perform in the world-famous Roy Preston Pre-Memorial Theater. And you'll build lasting relationships with other young magicians, even the weird ones. Because here, we're all the weird ones.
Wow.
Cool bird, Randall. But don't take my word for it. Come see for yourself this summer.
Preston's with students, who applaud.
Magic Camp sounds pretty cool, huh?
It's not Magic Camp. It's the Institute of Magic. It's totally famous. But I don't know. I should stay home this summer. You need me to mow the lawn and to entertain Cameron.
I'm fine. And you're not that entertaining.
I thought you might be interested in this. But if you're not, that's okay.
Wait.
His mum looks back.
Dad always said he wanted me to go there. He must have applied for me before. You know. If Dad took the time to apply for me, I should probably...
You could spend the summer mowing the lawn. Or you can study magic with the world's greatest magicians.
Theo looks at winners of the Top Hat and Golden Wand. One of them is a boy called Andy Duckerman. Grown up, Andy is driving a cab through Las Vegas and sees a magic show advertised.
This generation's greatest magician.
Yeah, right.
We're seeing Penn and Teller at the Rio.
Great. Last night we saw Chris Darkwood.
Mind's blown.
And then Darkwood made the David statue of Caesar's totally disappear. My head is still exploding.
Christina Darkwood has the most mind-blowing show in Vegas.
It's not mind-blowing. Your head will not explode, I promise you.
He hits a bump and a passenger spills his drink. Later, with an old lady...
What do you got in this thing?
Soup! Oh, I'm so sorry. I swear I had a $20 bill in here. Where did it go? Maybe it's in here. I'll look for it. Oh, my. No, it's not here.
Ah, here it is.
Oh,
found it.
Thank heavens. Can I have $12 back?
Andy had made $20 appear. He gets back in his cab.
Last time I tried to be a nice guy.
Nice, maybe an interesting.
Oh! Roy! Hey! What are you doing here?
Vegas, baby. Also, can you take me to 123 Hope Street, please?
They drive away.
So, Andy, how's business?
Oh, living the dream. I just learned this awesome new trick called Uber cuts my paychecks in half.
Well, you are in luck, because I have a counselor opening this summer. David Blaine dropped out, and you were the first name I thought of.
Really?
Yeah.
David Blaine drops out, and I'm the second name on the list.
I never said you were the second name on the list. I said you were the first person I thought of. You were pretty far down there on the list.
Well, I appreciate your blunt honesty, but I don't do magic anymore. Haven't for a long time, ever since Darkwood.
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry, and I don't blame you.
Really?
No, you cannot love magic with your whole heart until your heart is whole again.
And there it is, the magic-related cliches, which sound profound, but are actually meaningless. You know, I'm going to miss those, but I'm still not coming back.
Chris is coming back this summer.
Darkwood.
Chris Darkwood, yeah.
So she would have her own cabin, and I would have my own cabin.
And both of you will be working very closely with the young magicians.
And the Top Hat. You still do that, right? It's cabin versus cabin, winner takes all?
Yes, I mean, you know how the Top Hat competition works.
They arrive at a restaurant.
Ooh, World of Wieners. Nice. Hope you got a reservation.
Anyway, think about it, because I know you can still make them go...
Letters fuse on the World of Wieners sign, leaving...
Wow.
Preston has vanished, and Andy looks around.
Oh, that guy is good.
Forgot my phone. Can you hand me my phone?
Oh, that would have been a really cool exit.
You know how many hot dogs I had to buy so they would let me do that to the sign? 100. And I'm not proud to say I ate 14 of them.
Theo sits in the passenger seat of his mum's car with his little brother Cameron in the back as they drive along a mountain road.
Here it is.
They pull up outside the Institute of Magic. Cameron looks out of the window at the students.
These are all world-famous magicians. They look like a bunch of nerds.
New friends to make.
Tell me one more time.
Poison ivy has 3-in-1-shaped leaflets, like green to red in color, often found near a water source.
Often, but not always, Nathan. Come on, get your head in the game.
Mother, father, I've got my EpiPen, my Phenergan, my bracelet that says peanut allergy in 10 languages. Plus, I have my uropathy filter in case I get stranded somewhere and have to drink my own pee. We've done all we can.
Remember, don't be afraid of anything.
Be afraid of everything.
Where are the bunnies? And what time is the first cuddle?
I love bunnies, too. They're delicious.
A goth girl laughs.
Come on, son.
Dad, do I really have to wear this bow tie?
It's like wearing a kick me sign on my neck.
Without that bow tie, you are just another magician. But you're Cornelius Kessler's son, magic royalty. And remember, nothing but the golden wand will do. Now, if you need me, I'll be in Branson, Missouri.
Your father instructed me to tell you to have a good time. He also asked that I give you this.
A chauffeur shakes hands.
And your mother asked that I give you this.
He pats her on the back.
And Janelle, as always, I must request, since I would be the one who would have to come find you, please don't run away like you have at so many other camps. Maybe you could even try to participate.
I make no promises, Hamilton.
Maybe we can try and make that attitude disappear.
A purple muscle car pulls up, and Andy gets out, wearing shades.
Andy Duckerman is back, baby!
He holds out his arms like a rock star, but the students run right past him.
Hey, where are you going?
Darkwood!
I'm right here.
Hi.
They crowd around a young woman.
Hi, do you guys like magic?
Yeah. Janelle, the girl who was brought by a chauffeur, is at the check-in desk. She looks around and sees Theo watching her from his mum's car and smiling. A kid walks by and makes a piece of popcorn float out of his bag into his mouth.
I don't know if I belong here. I just play with cards in my room.
I know you're scared, but remember why you came in the first place.
Honey, I miss him too.
But let me ask you one thing. Do you love magic?
Theo smiles and looks back at the Institute.
Can we get out of here before I get any geek on me?
And don't worry about your room. I never have more than 10 friends a day at one time.
Legend holds that many years ago, Roy Preston, the world's foremost, no, check that, five most tap dancing magician, disappeared in this very building. And that if you scream very loud, he might reappear.
Tall, bald-headed Roy Preston appears in a spotlight on the stage.
Welcome to Roy Preston's pre-memorial theater.
Can you clap twice for me? Can you stomp your feet?
Now break it down.
Yeah.
How does everyone else know this?
Bravo, bravo. Very good.
Welcome to the last summer session of the Institute.
This summer, you're going to do your best. Then you're going to do better than your best. And the cabin that does better than the best of the best of the best at our final performance will win the coveted Top Hat Award!
A top hat appears on Preston's head.
And for the young magician, who is deemed to be the most exceptional.
A gold wand rises from Preston's pocket.
A golden wand.
Andy nudges a kid.
I've won three.
Now, guiding you on this journey of self-discovery and magical mastery are some of the finest magicians working today, leading the Spades Cabin, Xerxes!
He appears on a balcony.
Welcome to a summer of snow.
Xerxes has a paper snowflake and screws it up. He makes a black fan appear and waves it, making snow flutter from his hand.
And now, leader of the clubs, Lena Lambert.
In a long dress.
Who dares drink from the goblet of magic?
Andy sits at the back of the theatre and makes a funny face. Lena places a smoking goblet on a table, then grips the edge of the tablecloth. The table starts to float. The table almost floats away from her, but she gets control of it and it gently comes back down to the stage.
Our next magician needs no introduction, except she's the leader of the diamonds, Christina Darkwood!
Abracadabra, tiny humans!
Christina floats down.
Wires, obviously. Please.
I see you. I know your hopes. Who do you dream of being? Tell your neighbor. Whisper it in his ear. Was it, Nick Jonas?
That's wrong. I dreamed of being Jonas Salk and a Jonas brother.
Are you sure? Nick Jonas is super cute.
You could get lost in those eyes.
Yes, he is very handsome, but...
I'm sorry. I said Jonas Salk. Hmm? Inventor of the polio vaccine.
Godfather of antibiotics.
My Jedi master.
I'm sorry. This is awkward. Maybe someone else took your dream.
You, sir, excuse me.
I think you may have accidentally taken this young boy's dream.
No, I didn't take a child's dream. I think we all know there's only one dream stealer in this room.
Check your pocket.
The smile fades from Andy's face. He reaches into his pocket, pulls out a piece of paper and unfolds it to find a name.
Jonas Salk.
A drawing on her pad.
Jonas Salk.
No, it's not magic. It's just statistics, really. 82% of people say Jonas Salk.
It's so cool. She's a counselor
now,
here.
For our last counselor, leader of the hearts.
David Blaine?
David Blaine?
Oh,
Preston calms the kids down.
It's, not David Blaine. But in his place is one of the great Institute legends, an incredible talent whose work can be found all over the Vegas Strip and the convention center and local airports, Mr. Andy Duckerman.
Hey, what's up? I'm Andy.
Andy, would you like to come up on the stage? Would you like to do some tricks?
I didn't even bring any tricks to do. You know what? I'm not gonna do a trick because it's your stage, guys. It's not mine. And I don't steal children's dreams, because I don't have to. I've won the Golden Wand 3 times! Boom!
He unrolls a length of fabric, holding his 3 golden wands, and almost trips going down the steps.
Actually, you know what? I'm gonna grab these real quick. Carry on. Great stuff.
Thank you, Andy.
3 times!
Okay, so it's time for you to find your way out back to your designated cabins.
How do we know where to go?
Ruth, only you hold that answer.
Yes! Diamonds are the best!
All of the kids in the audience find a playing card in their pocket. Theo looks disappointed.
Good news! We're in the same bunk! Want to share my humidifier?
It was either this or basketball camp with Steph Curry. But Mother said I had to have fun this summer, so of course I chose this.
Hey, noobs.
Noobs?
Yeah, like newbie, like new to camp, like doesn't know the ropes, doesn't have the moves. The name's Vic, as in victory. Last year's Golden Wand winner.
Hey, Theo.
Let me see you do a trick. Time to trick the Vic.
Okay, sure. Pick a card, any card.
Think I've seen this one before.
I haven't even started.
I'm just messing with ya. Keep going, you're doing great.
Theo takes Vic's card and looks at it. He seems nervous and unsure.
Okay, I'm gonna take your Queen of Spades and...
He drops the card.
Don't worry, just noob nerves. Let me show you how it's done. So, I have an empty cup and a bottle of water. I'm going to pour it in here just so you see everything's legit.
Vic pours a bottle of water into a big plastic cup.
Check this out.
He tips it upside down.
Oh, empty. Ta-da!
That was cool, Vic.
Wait, but there's one more part to this trick.
He throws the water over Theo.
But that was uncalled for. Oh, go run away with Jonas Salk. Good luck creating a dweeb vaccine.
Magic camp. Even the bullies are nerds.
It's good to be the king.
Andy takes the license plate frame off his car and takes a trash bag from the trunk as Christina looks over.
I know you see me. I'm right here.
Oh, Christina. I didn't see you there.
Hi, Andy. It's been too long.
I was actually going to say it hasn't been long enough.
Thank you. Well, I was actually surprised to see you here. I thought you'd given up magic.
No.
Honestly, I'm just doing Preston a favor, filling in for David Blaine.
Oh, that's funny, because Preston asked me to step in for David this summer.
Thank you.
Do you think maybe he's just stroking your ego a little bit?
I'm glad you're here. It's good to give back. Mentor kids, train the next generation.
To stab you in the back when you least expect it.
I really hope that we were, you know, past all this.
Oh, I am. I'm cool. I'm doing great, honestly. Doing private shows around the world for super important people. It's probably why you haven't seen me around, why you haven't heard of my shows. But I assure you, it pays quite well.
Hmm. And that's why you're using garbage bags as luggage.
It's an eco-friendly thing.
It's actually not.
Whatever. All I know is that my bunk is gonna beat you just like I did every summer when we were kids.
Fine. You're on.
Fine. You're on.
No, you're... What am I doing? We're here for the kids. This is ridiculous.
You know it's ridiculous. How bad you're gonna lose?
Come on, kids!
The Diamonds come into their cabin. Among them are Vic and Janelle.
Nice!
Hi, guys! Welcome, Diamonds! Come on in!
I'm the Vic, last year's golden wand.
The Hearts' cabin is bare and plain.
Nice. Ugh. It's like a cabin from a horror movie.
It's like one giant splinter.
Oh, man, I've got my tetanus booster.
Hey, where's the kid that got all
Theo wet? Wrings out his shirt.
It's okay, Theo.
Here's a dry shirt.
Thanks.
You know, I can't believe Christina Darkwood is a counselor this summer.
I heard when she was our age, she was a total dork. But then she got really good at magic and became super famous.
Yeah, I think we're all crossing our fingers for that narrative.
You guys talking about Darkwood? Yeah. That's what we used to call her when she was a camper here. Christina Darkwood. She never won the Golden Wand 3 years in a row, but you know who did?
David Blaine?
No. Actually, yes, he did, but so did I. I won, and Christina lost every time to me. So you should consider yourselves pretty lucky that you ended up with me and not her.
Do you still perform?
Yep, in private shows all over the world.
I've never heard of your solo career. Now I have an encyclopedic knowledge of magicians, both past and present.
Yeah, and I Googled you. Your name only comes up connected to
Christina. Oh, really?
Let me see that.
Andy turns the kid's phone to confetti.
Whoa. Cool. How does it reappear?
It doesn't. Not until the last day of summer. Camp rules. Oh, no phones. And we're not here to talk about my amazing and super secret career. We are here to win the top hat and the golden wand. So... let me meet the young talent Preston has gifted me with. You. What is your name? What is your specialty?
My name is Ruth Brusselbach, and my specialty is bunnies.
I don't know what that means.
Well, technically, I've never worked with one, but ever since I saw a magician pull a rabbit out of a hat, I knew it was my destiny. So when does that happen?
First thing tomorrow.
Yes.
And you, what about you? What's your deal?
Oh, I'm Judd Kessler.
Any relation to Cornelius Kessler?
My dad.
That's why you're wearing the bow ties, just like your dad's.
Yeah, it's not my first choice of accessory.
This guy's dad, living legend. That must make you a magic thoroughbred.
I'm not sure that's how magic works. I think it's more of a recessive gene, like eye color or blood type.
Don't be shy. Show me something.
Look, I'm just trying to tell you that I don't know how to do
it. You know what? I don't have to worry about you. You can show me in the morning.
He sees Theo.
Zyrtec, you got a trick you want to show me?
That's actually my Zyrtec shirt. Big fan.
I'm Theo. And, not really.
Okay, it doesn't need to be a new trick, just anything you learned last summer.
This is actually my first year here.
Yep. Me too.
You're all newbies?
Yeah.
Oh, Preston.
The goth girl watches Ruth laying out toy bunnies.
Tina. Zozo, Alex.
Wow, really committed to this bunny thing.
Bunny love is not a thing, it's a way of life. Like being a samurai, only with more bunnies.
Okay.
Theo is sharing a bunk bed with the kid with allergies.
Hey, I forgot to ask, what's your specialty?
I'm not sure, cards, I guess.
What did you put on your application?
I don't know, my dad filled it out.
Gotcha. And thanks again for letting me take the bottom bunk. As I mentioned before, I'm a bit of a night peer and sleepwalker. Unfortunately, not always in that order. And sometimes, for no reason, I wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
Well, see you at 4 a.m.
Okay, guys, lights out. Big day tomorrow. You get to prove to me that I'm not wasting my time here. Alaka zip it.
The lights go out and the kids go to bed.
I don't think he likes us very much.
He uses trash bags as luggage. He clearly doesn't even like himself.
Guys, I can hear you. I'm right here.
Theo lies in bed, shuffling cards and remembers his dad.
Pick a card. Memorize it. Put it back. Okay. Now, you put your card in the middle, right?
Yeah.
Then how come it reappeared at the top?
Whoa. How did you do that?
A magician never reveals his secrets, but if I give these cards to you, then I can teach you.
The next day.
Good morning, campers. 34 days until the Top Hat competition. Time to focus on some hocus pocus.
Lunch will be spaghetti and red sauce.
Escape is a fundamental element in every true magician's arsenal. So we're going to be doing the most basic of escapes. Hands tied in front. Very easy. Look, I just did it. Okay, let's try it. Okay, rub your hands on the back of the knot. On the back. Do not bite it. Do not bite it. That is not the back. That is not right at all.
Back. Somebody help me!
What? Wow, how did you do that? That is very wrong, but I'm impressed by that.
Can't feel my thigh.
Okay, let's try something simpler. Close-up magic. This is called a false transfer. You think I put it in my left hand? It's in my right. Okay, let's try it. Bad, very bad, bad. Hey, that's pretty good.
It's stuck in my throat.
Wait, are you serious? Does anyone know the Heimlich? No? Nurse!
A barn.
Okay, welcome to Manipulation Manor. Obviously, fluffy red balls are too complicated, so let's work on some basic animal handling. Not even magic related, just simple petting zoo level interactions.
Ha! That skunk's name is Fred. That's crazy funny.
Huh. Does one person care for all 56 animals here?
Is that how many animals there are?
Yeah.
Yes.
How'd you know that?
It's obvious.
Guys! Who cares how many animals there are?
Why are these adorable bunnies next to those horrifying birds and snakes? And more importantly, why are the bunnies in my hands right now?
Yes, Ruth. All right. All you've talked about since you got here are bunnies. So, for your first impossible-to-mess-up exercise, I want you to simply hold the bunny.
Andy takes a white rabbit out of a pen and holds it out to Ruth. She steps back, looking nervous and wide-eyed as the rabbit stares at her, wiggling its nose.
Why are you crying?
It's just so cute. It actually hurts. I can't stand it. The cuteness hurts. Put it back. Put it back. Don't you dare put it back.
Good morning, campers.
28 days until the Top Hat competition. Keep it your training.
And today's lunch is a special treat. Leftover hot dogs, courtesy of World of Wieners, Las Vegas.
Great job, guys. Amazing.
Why doesn't Andy teach us like that?
And why does everyone else get their own Calvin t-shirts?
Man, we were this close to having David Blaine.
Guys, again, right here.
Great. Your first magic trick of the whole camp.
Right? And you want to snap it. All right, I want to see you guys. Make sure you have follow through with your wrist. Okay, that's better.
Preston,
Andy comes into Preston's empty office.
Can we not do this right now? I know you're in here, Preston. Hiding in some trapdoor or hidden corner, waiting for me to turn around so you can magically appear and say, I've been right here
the whole time.
Exactly. You're so predictable.
What's the problem?
The bunk that you gave me is the problem. These kids, Preston, they're all newbies. They have zero skills.
Now you understand that this is a camp for children who want to learn magic, and you're here to teach them.
Preston, these kids, they're hopeless. Nathan choked on a sponge ball. Ruth can't even touch a bunny, and she loves bunnies. They can't even pull off the most basic card trick.
Ah, but you see, a trick that you don't believe is a trick, that's the best trick of all.
That's the advice you're going to give me? Just more generic magical proverbs that sound meaningful, but are total nonsense?
Andy,
The only way to create more magic in the world is not by creating more magic.
Yep, just like that.
Andy, let me finish.
No, I'm done.
I'm
sorry, Preston, but I'm done. I'm out of here. Okay?
Andy comes back to the cabin, where Theo is listening to music on headphones.
Perfectly fine. Well, not great. I was doing good. I was doing good-ish, sort of.
Andy notices Theo, who hasn't seen him. Andy watches Theo handling a deck of cards like an expert and shuffling with one hand.
I could be mistaken, but I think I just saw a 12-year-old execute a perfect pharaoh shuffle with one hand.
I was just fooling around.
A pharaoh shuffle is one of the single most difficult card skills with two hands, and you just did it with one, I think. Do it again.
I don't want to.
Why not? You just did it.
I get scared.
Scared of what?
I don't know. People looking at me. Anyway, it's stupid. Just...
You know what that is? That is stage fright. Gets you in your head, and that is a freaky place for a magician to be.
It's happened to you before?
No! Don't be ridiculous. Although I am an acclaimed professional, you, on the other hand, are a rank amateur who could somehow do a perfect pharaoh shuffle. So, let me see it.
Like I said...
Pretend I'm not here. Don't look at me. Keep shuffling. Keep the cards moving.
Okay.
So, where are you from?
Lancaster, California.
Oh, That sounds boring, actually. I'm not gonna lie to you.
It's okay. Maybe a little boring. We live near Edwards Air Force Base. A lot of military families.
Is your dad in the service?
He was. These were his cards.
Hey! Do you have any, brothers or sisters?
I have a little brother named Cameron. He's the worst.
Super annoying.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Dude, you're great! Show me a routine.
Okay, just take a card.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Now put it on top for me. And,
Theo's hands start to shake.
Hey, relax. It's just you and me.
Okay, try again.
He remembers practicing.
Relax. It's just you and me.
He remembers his dad smiling. He nods at Andy.
Okay, three diamonds. Okay, just gonna put that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you just tuck it in for me?
Sure.
It appears in Theo's mouth.
Is this your card?
Oh my God, Theo! You are amazing!
I just know some tricks.
No, you are a magician.
Thanks.
Oh, I can work with this. Too bad your bunkmates are so useless.
You know, Nathan is a genius with numbers, and Judd knows a lot about...
I need to have a little talk with your bunk right now. Let's go. Come on. Guys, hey. What if I told you we have at least some semblance of a shot to win the Top Hat competition?
I'd say my blood sugar is really low.
I'm serious. Theo is apparently a secret Cardini. And he tells me that you guys don't suck half as bad as I thought. Which I find hard to believe, but let's not make a liar out of him, okay?
Are you messing with us as a punishment for being awful at magic?
I'm serious. As a 3-time Golden Wand winner...
Wait, and you won the Golden Wand? We've heard. Now can we eat?
In a second. I'm addressing you.
Well, can you address us while we eat?
No. I had envisioned this whole rousing speech thing first.
You don't get to do the whole rousing speech thing until you at least try to teach us stuff.
Okay, fair point. But hear me out. If we can find the areas where you don't totally stink, I can train you to be sort of decent magicians. And with Theo's skills, we might actually be able to beat Darkwood. I mean, win the Top Hat competition. Who's with me? Okay, this is where you guys start going. Andy.
If we say yes, can we eat?
Mm-hmm.
Yes!
Okay.
Finally.
Now let's fuel up. We got work to do. Walk towards me. Not so stiff, okay? Walk naturally. Hold your hands as if they're actually empty.
They drop balls.
Now they are actually empty. Come on, guys. This is palming 101. Nathan, don't tell me you're allergic to Zoom Zooms.
No, but I'm allergic to dirt.
Okay, guys, we are taking it to the next level with straitjackets.
Yo, this is nice, actually. It's kind of like a hug.
It is, isn't it?
Hey, Andy, could you reapply for me?
Yeah, I got you, bud. Tell me when.
Good.
You good?
This is impossible.
No, it isn't. Houdini once said, my brain is the key that sets me free.
Was Houdini Irish?
No, he was Hungarian. That was a bad impression. But just, okay, exhale fully, then use that slack to reach your arm all the way back.
Judd frees an arm.
All right, now you're getting it. High five. Of course. Oh, that is my bad.
Yes. Now do I get to work with the bunnies?
Oh, Ruth, you are nowhere near bunny ready.
Why are you messing with my emotions like this?
Well, before you run, you gotta learn how to crawl, which leads me to the turtles. Tiny and slow, just like you guys. Go ahead, grab one.
Bunny pile, I'm ready for my cuddles. Come to me, my friends.
Ruth, no!
Ruth has released the rabbits from their pen, and they scamper out of the barn. Christina is teaching escapology.
To create some slack, get your arm up over your shoulder.
Get away from the water!
Nathan, the kid with allergies, falls over.
Man down!
Well, that's one Gavin we don't have to worry about for Top Hat.
Pip, what did I tell you? Be nice.
Janelle leaves.
Stop those bunnies!
Get them!
Yeah, I just screamed that.
Concentrate on your straitjackets.
They're getting away!
Where's Janelle?
Why are you running from me?
Theo walks through the trees and finds Janelle practicing vanishing a ball.
No, don't go. I'm just looking for the bunnies that got away.
Do I look like a bunny?
What? No. Well, maybe a little. I mean, like, cute. Like a bunny. Well, not cute, cute. Not that you're not cute.
He wouldn't trick the Vicks, so I bombed his phone into a bingo.
Hey. How'd you get with the diamonds anyway? You seem nice.
My parents probably paid extra for me to be with Darkblood.
That's pretty cool of them.
They're not trying to be cool. They just don't want me getting in the way of their busy work schedule.
She hides from the other diamonds.
I gotta bounce. Oh, hey, I saw you get out of that straitjacket. How did you do that?
I don't know. It's just fun. Like a puzzle you do with your body, I guess. Okay, now I really gotta go. I'm Janelle, by the way.
Theo.
She runs off, and he smiles.
17 days until Top Hat. Lunch will be casserole.
It is unclear what kind.
This is what we call the French drop, you see? You gotta protect the angle from the audience. Ooh. All right, you guys try.
The hearts practice.
That was surprisingly not terrible, Ruth.
Thanks, Andy.
Roy Preston watches the class through a hidden window in a painting.
Attaboy, Andy.
Well, seems like you guys have been listening to my amazing teaching after all. Magic isn't exactly a cardio workout, and your parents are insisting that we at least try to get you some physical activity this summer, so look alive!
He throws a basketball, and no one catches it.
Okay, workout over. Back to magic! Vanish. Appearance! Wow. Good job. Okay, I think it's time we take things to the next level.
Whoa, cool. What? I said I wanted to work with bunnies, not those terrifying flying poop machines.
Well, Ruth, you liberated all of the bunnies, so this is what we have to work with. Where's out your finger? Doves are like flying bunnies. They're an extension of a magician's emotions. If you're confident, it's confident. If you're nervous...
The dove flies away.
Then that happens.
It poops on Andy's shoulder.
And apparently so does that.
Okay, hearts. I think you're ready to hear one of the biggest secrets in all of magic. Behind every great magician, there is...
an even better tailor.
Andy's shirt changes.
That sports coat is amazing.
Judd, am I sensing an enthusiasm for costumes?
A tailoring room.
Welcome to the fabulous world of costume design.
Judd looks amazed.
I think I'm gonna spend the rest of the day here, if that's cool with you.
Ruth, maybe you just need something bigger.
In the barn.
Now, Ethan, she's not food, okay?
Andy wears a falconry glove and has a hawk perched on his arm. He transfers it to Ruth, who also wears a glove.
Whoa. Hawks are my thing now.
Birds love the colour green. It's like you're a tree.
The goth girl is struggling with a pair of steel rings as Judd starts measuring her.
All right, come with me.
Theo remembers his dad.
He dead. I got a new trick.
I can't right now, Theo. I'm late for my flight. Do it for your mom.
Mom's not into magic, please.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right. Pick a card.
There we go.
All right, now don't let me see it's a jack of hearts.
Okay. It's pretty good, as you know.
Because that's me. I'm the jack of hearts. And that's you. You're the king of hearts.
How did you do? It's incredible. You're incredible, Theo.
Theo. Theo. Look, everyone's acts are shaping up, but neither of us have one yet. So I was thinking we could form a magical comedy duo. With me doing plucky banter while you wow everyone with your card magic. I've read that fart sounds are quite the crowd pleaser. You sneak me even a bit of cheese, and I will blow the roof off this place.
Nate, definitely don't fart on the crowd.
Okay.
Why aren't you guys working? The show's next week.
I'm still trying to figure out my specialty.
Yeah, that is a tricky one. Hey, Nate, how many seats are in this theater?
273. Why?
Why? Because it's freakish how quickly you could do that. You've got something special that no one else has.
A protruding tailbone is actually more common than you'd expect.
He's talking about the way you do your counting stuff.
Oh, yeah, I just count. I count and group and multiply and...
That's magic. Your brain is like a big, weird magic calculator. You could be a mentalist.
Like Chris Darkwood?
Better than Chris Dorkwood.
I need to sit down.
You are.
In the tailoring room, the goth girl watches Judd working at a sewing machine. In the heart's cabin, Ruth holds up giant cards.
Very nice. Good, guys.
Woo. Andy.
Okay.
The goth girl holds up a curtain, then lowers it, and is wearing a hat.
Good. Yes. Okay, Theo, show us what you got.
Everyone watches as Theo nervously cuts the cards with one hand and drops some.
Unbelievable. Okay, let's take 10. You guys keep working on your pinky break. Nathan, give your pinky a break.
It was an itch, not a pig.
Okay,
I swear.
Yeah, sure, fine. Dude, what's going on? You're still in your head. You know what? Follow me. There's something you need to see. Come on.
Andy brings Theo into an old library filled with artifacts.
Preston's secret library. He took me here when I was about your age. He said it was for only truly exceptional magicians. Go ahead, check it out.
Theo looks at all the old magic memorabilia. He stares up at a black evening suit with white waistcoat, gloves, and bow tie. Then looks in glass display cases. Andy stands by a stuffed owl. Theo sees a class photo from a few years ago.
Is that you and Darkwood?
Oh, wow. Yep. Yeah, that's us.
The Abracaduo.
Hey, don't judge. It was a very catchy name at the time.
So, why do you hate each other now?
Wow, when we were campers, we were close. I was like the cool, older superstar of the camp, and she was kind of my protege.
Andy lays Christina on a restaurant table and makes her float.
After school, we became partners. At first, we just did a lot of street magic. But word got around, and pretty soon we were booking real gigs. Not to brag, but we were pretty amazing together.
The crowd looks shocked.
I know it's kind of hard to believe, but... we actually used to be a couple.
Oh, it's obvious. I mean, you can tell she still has feelings for you.
I know, right? It's like, get over it, you know? Anyway, we started doing bigger and bigger theaters, trying to get our own show in Vegas. Then she went behind my back,
took a meeting with a big TV booker without me. When I found out, we got in this huge fight and we broke up. She did the solo TV gig and skyrocketed to fame. I also started to perform solo, but it was rough. One night I did a show for just one person, Tony. He worked in my car earlier that day. Can you imagine just doing magic for one person?
I can. That's why I did magic, for my dad. I'd only perform for him, but now he's,
Hey, it's okay. We don't have to talk about that now. Come on, let's get out of here.
Janelle climbs out of the window of the Diamond's cabin, but springs a trap and gets caught in a net. Christina strolls over.
Going somewhere?
Let me out. You've been pulling this all summer, sneaking away before practice. You know you chose to come here.
Not really. I've never even done magic before. My parents just sent me away.
I'm sorry. That's really not fair.
Okay, you get it. So let me out.
Could do that. But what if you chose to look at this whole summer as a kind of challenge, like that constrictor knot holding this net?
What do you mean?
Well, you're stuck here at camp, just like you're stuck in this net. You didn't choose either situation, but they happened. So you have two options. You can continue being unhappy and stuck, or you can do something about it. Change your situation. I've seen what you can do with that straitjacket.
Christina looks up at the knot at the top of the net. Janelle reaches up to the knot, pulls a rope, and the net drops to the ground. Christina helps her up.
Ha!
Good day, campers. Just 5 days until the Top Hat competition.
But remember, you are not competing with each other, but yourselves. And also each other.
Please report any loose bunny sightings to the maintenance staff. Lunch will be rabbit. Kidding. Ham salad.
The Harts are waiting for Theo.
What are you guys doing?
We're waiting here for you. I've got some great news and some less than great news. I think I know how to cure your stage fright.
That's amazing. What's the less great news?
It's called the Gauntlet, and it may get messy. Just show us some cardistry. You did it for me before, you can do it again.
I don't think I can.
Don't think, just do it.
And be prepared for anything. Let's go, show us. Yeah, good job, Theo. Ruth, Nathan, now.
The distance between two points is the square root of S of 2 minus.
Hey, focus up, okay? Block everything else out, it's just you and me.
Theo concentrates on his cards.
Yes, great job. Now ripple into cascade. Right into it. Done, Vera, now.
They shoot things at him.
Okay, now Charlie into L cuts.
Theo performs the cut, ignoring all the distractions.
Yes! Ah, I knew you could do it.
Andy's hit.
Seriously? Oh, it's on. Magic fire!
They start throwing magic props at each other and firing springy snakes. Andy is covered in streamers.
We got it!
There's a big puff of smoke, and Andy vanishes.
Where'd he go?
He's like a magic ninja.
Andy drops down behind them and squirts them all with silly string. They all grab their own cans of silly string and squirt him back, covering him.
Oh, you think you got me where you want me? But maybe I got you right where I want you. Alakazamban!
He clicks his fingers, and barrels of milk and cereal tip over onto the kids.
Lucky Charms?
They're magically delicious. Get it?
We get it.
How'd you even know?
Because I am a magic ninja.
Our clothes are ruined.
I think I got us covered.
It's no way to stop it now!
In slow motion, the Harts, led by Ruth and Vera the Goth Girl, swagger onto the outdoor eating area. They wear matching maroon tracksuits with white trim and heart on the chest. The other kids stare.
Watch everybody flipping now.
Nathan sprays an aerosol around, creating a smoke effect. Janelle looks round and watches with a smile. the other kids gape, open-mouthed. Andy walks behind the heart with a confident look on his face. Christina's on her phone.
Uh-huh, yeah, but at least think about it. It's only a short flight away, right? Okay, bye.
Oh, hey, they finally added a non-dairy option to the ice cream bar.
Look, it's one of the broken hearts. Where do you think you're going?
Oh, I was just going to get some no-cream ice dream. You really can't taste the difference.
I don't know. It looks like you're trying to trick the Vic.
No, I'm not. And it's a bit awkward that you refer to yourself as the Vic.
Pick a card.
I'd rather not.
Pick a card.
Okay.
Okay, memorize it. Now I'm going to deal out the four aces in order from best to worst. Diamonds, spades, clubs, and last but also least, hearts. Don't forget your card, okay? I'll do this slow because I know you hearts are a bit slow.
Vic shuffles Nathan's cards into the aces, then deals them. It's vanished.
Boom! Your card is gone. But wait, where'd it go?
Is that a rhetorical question, or am I supposed to answer it?
Check the box, dummy.
Nathan looks inside the card box and finds his queen of spades.
So, how'd I do it?
I don't know. I got nothing.
No, nothing. That's all you and the rest of the hearts are. Nothing.
Trick the Vic! Trick the Vic!
Theo.
Trick the Vic!
Hey,
Trick
Vic!
Trick the Vic!
I know how you do it. I got you, buddy. Thanks.
If you know how I do it, then you do it.
First off, nice card force to your duplicate, but I can't do the trick exactly how you did it because I don't have double stick tape.
He separates cards.
Spoiler alert!
Carry on.
Now, if I was going to do it, I would have taken one of the aces, the ace of hearts, and I would have turned it into your card. Or I would have done a visual vanish. Something like this.
He places the box over the card and makes it vanish.
You teach him that?
I may have helped out a little bit.
Nice, Theo.
And if I was going to use a duplicate, I wouldn't make it appear somewhere obvious like a card box. I would make it appear somewhere really impossible, like your left pants pocket.
Vic smirks, then looks shocked when he pulls the card out of his pocket.
But that would have required something you don't have. A friend.
Sick burn.
Theo!
Theo!
Vic grabs Theo's cards.
Hey, what are you doing? Give those back.
Chill out, bud. That was impressive. So, let me show you one more trick. Maybe you can tell me how I do this one?
Vic drops the cards into a can, then flames shoot out. Vic tips the can over and ashes fall out.
Oh. No! No, my cards! Oh, how could you do this to my cards?
Come on!
Why would you do that?
Right. Come on!
Bring them back!
Come on!
No. Not cool, Vic. You're all in trouble. Everybody, back to the bunk.
Night has fallen. The Harts and Andy sit around a campfire, toasting marshmallows and looking miserable. Theo stares down, and Nathan looks round at him.
I've got an extra deck of cards in the bunk. You know, they have photos of my Minecraft avatars on them, but they're yours if you want them.
Thanks, but those cards were special.
Why?
My dad gave them to me.
Theo looks over at Andy, who nods faintly.
He was the first person to ever show me magic. My dad, he was great. He died, and I really, really miss him.
Nathan puts his arm around Theo. Judd speaks.
Yeah, everyone expects me to be this great magician. But I'm not. And I don't think I really want to be. But I'm afraid to tell my dad that.
I say I have 109 known allergies, but it's really only 108. I'm not actually allergic to gluten. I just can't stand my mom's beef stroganoff.
Ruth, is there anything you want to share?
I used to think I was adorable, like a bunny. But now I have this thirst for blood like a hawk.
You're making your way up the food chain. Proud of you.
Whoa, Vera, was that a compliment I just heard?
What I meant was, every day I dislike you a little less.
I don't perform private shows all over the world. Or anywhere, actually.
Yeah, we kind of figured that.
When I was your age, I performed because it was the most fun in the world. I mean, that's all I wanted, to have my own show and be the guy. And then something happened.
Darkwood ended your partnership.
Broke your heart. Made you lose your mojo.
But no, I wouldn't, no, that's not. Well, the point is, guys, is that after that, I stopped having fun on stage. And the audience stopped having fun watching me. And now I drive a taxi.
Man, not even an Uber?
My car's not nice enough. It didn't qualify.
What about that sweet Challenger you came in?
That is a rental.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I had to borrow money from my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a golden wand, but it's a start.
Thanks, Theo. And for my next trick, I put a spell on all of us to quit being sad and have the best night ever. Thank you.
Hey, Theo, Janelle's looking at you.
Really?
What do you think it's about? You think she ran out of marshmallows? She probably ran out of marshmallows.
Hey, Janelle! We have marshmallows!
Chill out!
What?
Ooh. Needy's got a Nike.
Later, Theo and Janelle are throwing stones into the lake.
So, when were you going to come clean about the fact that you're a professional magician?
I'm not.
I saw you with Vic. That was crazy.
Thanks.
Yeah, you might be onto something with this whole magic thing.
It's fun, right?
This is fun.
They smile and gaze into each other's eyes. Janelle steps up close to Theo.
Everyone freeze!
The other hearts are with a skunk.
Ruth, what are you doing?
Stay back. I've been training for this moment all summer. Guys, I think that's Fred. He must have gotten out of his cage.
Oh, thank God. Fred had his stink glands removed.
But we still need to guide him back. Don't listen to them. Don't look at them. It's just you and me.
The skunk waddles towards them.
Huh? Those don't look like Fred's stripes.
Oh, no. My mustard allergy.
Nathan, hold it. It's not Fred. It's not Fred!
The skunk turns round and sprays them all with its stink. Back in the cabin.
I'm doing this out of love!
Andy throws buckets of soapy water over them.
Oh, don't worry, I got one for you!
Christina comes in and watches. Judd starts howling and the other kids join in. Christina smiles as Andy joins in with the howling. Andy notices Christina and looks embarrassed. Christina goes. Later, the Hearts cabin is quiet. A girl sneaks up and peers inside.
Clear.
Vic and some of the Diamonds walk over, wearing black clothes and balaclavas. They go inside.
Good morning, campers.
2 days until Top Hat. And I'm so excited I may actually eat our lunch today, which will be meatloaf, as will be dinner. In fact, we're just going to roll with meatloaf for the rest of the summer.
Judd wakes up.
Andy, help!
They got me too!
All of the hearts are in straitjackets.
Help!
In the barn.
Hey, what's going on? Bring those back!
They checked everything out for the final performance.
What are you doing with Ethan the Hawk? Ethan Hawk is my whole act.
You snooze, you lose, little one.
Vic has the hawk perched on his arm. The hearts come into the empty prop room and Andy checks the list.
The diamonds checked out all the props.
What? I don't believe this.
Judd.
They shrunk our hearts.
Whoa. How'd that happen?
They switched the dryer setting to heavy duty. Polyblend athletic wear is not heavy duty.
Do you think maybe you just put it on the wrong setting?
Are you accusing me of making a laundry mistake? I do not make laundry mistakes, sir. I make laundry miracles. The diamonds have ruined our act.
We still have the counting wheel.
It's broken.
They ruined everything! You were right about Darkwood. She is cold-blooded.
We'll never get new stuff together in time for the final performance.
Face it, guys. It's over. They beat us.
It's not like we ever really had a chance anyway.
That's not true. Remember how horrible you guys were when you first got here? You guys suck way less now.
Thanks a lot.
Was that supposed to be a compliment?
Seriously, we can't quit. Because when the going gets hard, the hearts get going.
That was pretty good. You just came up with that?
That was good, wasn't
it?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
You know what? I think I know what we need. Follow me.
Andy drives the heart into town in an Institute of Magic people carrier and stops outside stores.
Okay.
The side door glides open and he acts like it's magic.
Whoa. How'd you do that? Magnets or wires?
Neither, just modern technology.
So, what are we doing here?
One night, I was playing a show in Kansas City, and the airline put my prop case on the wrong plane. So I had to improvise with whatever I could find at the airport convenience store. And that is exactly what I'm challenging you guys to do right now. Who says we need props? Magicians create the trick, not the other way around. Think of it as like a magical treasure hunt.
Typically in a treasure hunt, the participants are provided with clues or a map or a legend.
Yeah, let's go.
See you in 30 minutes.
Have fun. Figure it out. All right, improvise.
Ruth walks down the street and sees some pigeons sitting near a fountain. She sits down beside them and tempts one with some food. It perches on her hand and she smiles. Judd and Vera come into a clothes store. They look at outfits on racks. Judd notices one and shows it to her. Theo and Nathan come into a candy store. Theo smiles when he sees the owner weighing sweets on a scale. In the clothes store.
Excuse me, everybody. Can I get your attention? Today, we're going to show you some magic. Take it away, Vera.
Vera picks up a t-shirt from a rail. She turns around and the t-shirt has changed to a different top. The shoppers look amazed and clap. Vera turns the t-shirt back. In the sweet store.
Got it.
They take a bag of candy to the owner.
Excuse me, how accurate is that scale?
Measures weight down to 1,000th of a pound.
If he can guess the exact weight, can we have this candy for free?
Sure. That's impossible.
Is it impossible? Or is it 2.173 pounds?
2.173 pounds?
Yeah!
That's incredible!
Cool, dude! We just saved $11.54, tax included!
Out on the street...
Oh, what's up with all these weird magic kids?
Bunch of lamos.
Hey! Those are my friends you're talking about. And weird is what makes us awesome. Attack! Go for their eyes!
Go, go!
Ruth runs at the older kids with pigeons perched on her arms. Back at camp...
Am I ever going to touch a bunny?
One day, I promise you will.
Didn't only a dozen escape? Now they're everywhere. How are they multiplying?
You know, I'm going to let your parents explain that one.
He sees Christina.
Okay. Way past your curfew. Get in there and get to bed.
Where are you going?
I've got a score to settle.
I promise you he'll show.
Hey, Darkwood!
There he is right now. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Get off the phone, you monster.
Did you just call me a monster?
It's one thing to sabotage me and my career, but children? Were you really cool with this whole sign-out thing?
Seriously? I already punished my bunk and made them return all the props. But what's up with you? You know, when I first heard you were coming this summer, I was excited to see you. I thought we'd be past whatever beef we had and we could just be friends again.
Oh, that is so easy for you to say. I got nothing and you got everything when you dropped me.
I dropped you?
You cheated on me.
I never cheated on you.
You cheated on our act.
Okay, yes. Fine, I'll admit it. I took that TV meeting behind your back. Because you were always calling me your protege. Mm. I wanted to see if I could do it on my own.
Your treachery is finally revealed.
Yes, they thought I would be a better solo act on TV, and they hated the name Abracadabra.
It was catchy at the time.
But I told them no.
Exactly.
What?
Huh?
I told them I wasn't a solo act. I was trying to negotiate a deal for the both of us, but you quit before I could explain.
Why didn't you stop me?
Because you were flipping out. You wouldn't return any of my phone calls or texts. You're too busy bad-mouthing me to any magician that would listen. So I did the act alone. I was terrified to do it without you.
That is crazy.
Why?
You know why that TV booker picked you in the first place? Because, I mean, look at you. You were destined to be a star. I knew it, he knew it, everyone knew it. And evidently, I was destined to drive a cab.
Man, not even an Uber.
I am pouring my heart out here.
I'm sorry. Andy, you are one of the best magicians I have ever seen.
Yes, that is true.
I learned almost everything I know from you and Preston.
Mm-hmm.
And watching you work with your bunk this summer reminded me how awesome you are.
You're welcome.
Stop being a jerk, or I am not going to tell you who I was on the phone with.
Why? Who are you on the phone with?
Well, my friend runs Treasure Island, and he just had a last-minute cancellation for a matinee performance tomorrow and asked me if I knew anybody who was ready to work that stage, and I recommended you.
I don't know what to... A matinee? Really? Not even an evening show?
Seriously? Do you want the gig or not?
Hey. Don't speak. Don't say a word. Hold on. They've offered you a show at Treasure Island.
Darkwood texted you already?
About an hour ago. Congratulations. That is huge.
I know, right?
You don't seem very happy.
Well, if I take the gig, I'll be back in time for the show, but I won't be here tomorrow to help the bunk put their acts together. And I mean, trust me, those screw-ups, they need me.
Well, what do you need? I mean, you've been dreaming about this moment your whole life, haven't you?
I think so.
I can't tell you what to do, but I know that deep down, you already have the answer.
What about the bunk? I can't leave without saying goodbye.
Let him sleep, all right?
Go. I'll explain to them in the morning. Go.
Okay.
The cabin is dark, and the Harts are asleep as Andy quietly packs his things in a sports bag and trash bag. He looks over at the kids, all sleeping soundly in their bunks. Then slips out.
Good morning, campers. Today is the day we've all been waiting for. Today, your parents will see all that you've worked on this summer.
Lunch will be lobster thermidor with a porcini and creme fraiche risotto. Feel free to mention today's meal to your parents.
It doesn't look like he even slept here last night.
Yeah, and his trash bags are gone.
It's like he vanished.
And I have appeared. All right, bunk meeting, 5 minutes. Come on. Get dressed. Let's go.
What?
He went to Vegas?
Yes, he went to Vegas. He's been given the chance to perform. That's what magicians do. That's what you're going to be doing tonight. And he will be back in time to watch you compete.
How are we supposed to compete? I mean, we can't do it without him.
He was going to help us put our acts together.
Right.
But now I'm here. And I will help you put your act together. All right, so let's just roll up our sleeves and get to work. Nope, don't touch Sammy. He was a little bitey this morning.
Here we go. This is the card that she will choose.
She's gonna pick this card. It's a guarantee. You see that? Now, I'm gonna tuck it away for safekeeping, put it right there. Now I'm gonna take a completely different deck of cards right here, and she could choose any one of these cards. Absolutely. Go ahead and just touch
all the cards are the nine of clubs.
Okay. Well, are we laughing because she has so many choices? Is that what we're laughing about?
This one.
That card, are you sure? Mm-hmm. So this is the card. Okay, and I have a sneaky suspicion we're not going to forget this one. Okay, here's your card. Now go ahead, place it towards your chest, right there, right in your heart. Don't look. All right, now take a little peek-see. Tell the audience, is it a red card or a black card?
It's red.
Yeah. Not the back of the card. We're talking about the face of the card, the actual card. But what color is that?
It's red.
Andy takes the card from his volunteer and looks at it, then shows the audience.
Yes, that is a red five of diamonds, and this is really awkward for anyone in here who thought I messed up.
He takes another five of diamonds from his jacket pocket. Later, Andy is putting away his props.
Darkwood was right about you. She said you'd be a good matinee magician.
She said that. That is actually a little insulting.
But that you'd be even better in prime time. How'd you like a showcase tonight?
Tonight? Hmm? Tonight? Actually, tonight is a little complicated.
Let me make this simple for you. There's a million magicians who would kill for an 8 o'clock show on the Strip, and I'm offering you one. You do well tonight, this theater could be your home for a very long time. What do you say?
Let's do it, yes.
Excellent. Unpack your things, make yourself at home.
Great.
The manager walks away, and Andy starts unpacking his stuff. He finds a wooden stick that Theo gave him as a wand when they were all sitting around the campfire. Andy picks up the stick and gazes at it. The audience is arriving at the Institute. A piano plays itself as they take their seats. Judd's father talks to a couple of people.
I have a silkworm that not only makes silk, she also makes wood! Oh.
The name is Cornelius Kessler. Here's my card. If you liked what you saw, review me on Yelp. My son is performing today. When you see the velvet bow tie, you know you're getting a quality act.
What about the bow tie? I've got it right here.
Judd has a bow tie for Vera. Janelle watches people arriving. She sees Hamilton, the chauffeur, but no one with him. Theo sees his mum and Cameron take their seats.
Okay, hearts, gather up.
Hey, guys.
Hey. We have to have a little heart-to-hearts.
What's going on?
Well, Andy called, and unfortunately he is not going to be able to make it back in time for the top hat after all. But he wanted me to tell you how very, very proud he is of each and every one of you. And, of course, so am I.
What are we supposed to do?
Vera looks at Judd.
When the going gets hard, the hearts get going.
Let's do this thing!
Let's do this thing. That's the spirit.
Oh, Theo, Andy specifically... Well, where did you go?
Preston, you're on.
Okay, my place is all right. Good luck.
Since the dawn of time, we have marveled at the feats performed by the select few who dare peer into the beyond. Magicians.
Preston appears on stage.
Welcome, welcome. Now, this summer, every single one of your children have earned their place in this mystical order. But who among them has learned the most, and which ones are destined to hold the top hat and the golden wand? All right, be prepared to be shocked and astounded, because this year's competition begins now.
First up, representing the Hearts Cabin, Ruth Russellbach.
Ruth holds a can and shows the audience that it's empty. She thrusts the can into the air and a dove flies out of it, then comes back to perch on her hand. She pops the dove into a cage. Ruth spins over to a balloon and taps it, then spins away and waves her hands at it. The balloon pops, and another dove is sitting there. Ruth picks the dove up and puts it into the cage. Ruth takes off the cage lid. The sides collapse and the doves disappear. Sitting in their place is a white rabbit. Ruth stares at it nervously.
Touch the ball,
you can do it,
Ruth.
You can do it. Come on.
Running love is real.
Your dreams.
You're a samurai.
Ruth picks up the rabbit and her mum and dad watch proudly. Ruth scuttles off stage, clutching the rabbit tightly.
Representing the Diamond Cabin, Vic D'Antonio.
Vic walks on stage wearing a ruffled white shirt and waistcoat.
Hey, I'm the Vic, and I apologize to all you parents in advance because I'm about to win the Golden Wand. Again. Now, pick a card, any card. Just touch it.
Xerxes picks one.
Memorize it. Don't forget it. I'll hand the deck to my assistant.
Janelle climbs into a small cabinet with the cards.
Her job's easy. Now, watch this.
Vic pushes about six swords right through the cabinet. Janelle is gone, but a card is stuck on one of the swords.
Was this your card?
Xerxes nods and waves his hand. Vic holds his arms out. Theo sits alone in the library. He looks round to find Preston staring at him.
How'd you know I was in here?
You know there's a magic show going on right now?
I'm not performing if Andy's not here.
Your family's out there. And your mom. Don't you want your mom to see all the magic you've learned this summer?
She doesn't care about magic. She didn't even know about this place. She thought it was called Magic Camp. Can you believe that?
Sort of.
Magic was my thing with my dad. I'm here because he applied for me. And now he's gone. So what's the point?
Interesting you should say that.
Next up from the heart, Vera Costa.
Vera wears a black tuxedo and bow tie. Cornelius touches his bow tie, looking puzzled. Ruth comes on and lifts up a long circle of purple velvet, which hides Vera. Ruth drops the velvet and Vera has changed into a purple dress. Vera steps into a circle of white fabric, which Ruth lifts, then drops. Vera is suddenly wearing a white dress. In the library.
I keep all my applications on file. And
I remember yours, of course.
Preston sits down beside Theo and plays a video of Theo and his dad.
Because that's me. I'm the Jack of Hearts. And that's you. You're the King of Hearts.
Who shot this?
It's incredible.
Incredible, Theo.
Wow. Did you just see that trick? My son is an amazing magician. I don't know how he does any of it. But what you might not see is how much he has overcome. How much...
His mum looks proud.
I wish Theo could see everything that I see in him. But he keeps it all locked inside, and magic is the first thing that's unlocked him. I guess that's sort of a trick, right? That's why you'd be crazy not to take him for your magic camp or institute or whatever.
Preston closes the screen.
Well, I may be eccentric, but I don't think I've ever been more persuaded by an application. Theo, I cannot tell you what to do, but I know deep down you already have the answer.
But I can't go up there alone.
Andy said you would say that, but he told me to tell you that if you lose your way on stage, just look to the wings and you'll find a true magician to help you.
What does that mean?
Only one way to find out.
Nathan.
Okay, I'll need a little help here. Young gent, what is your locker combination at school? Don't worry, I'm not going to steal your homework or do it for you.
16, 98, 17.
Great, okay. Ma'am, type in 169817 and then hit times. Okay, you, sir, what is your birthday? You.
October 9th.
October 9th, 10-9. Great, ma'am, type in 109, then hit times. Now, don't say this out loud, but type in the age you were when you had your first kiss.
The woman presses a calculator.
Now hit equals and read the number aloud to me. One digit at a time.
Seven.
Seven.
Four.
Four.
Zero.
Zero.
Four.
Four.
Zero. Two. One. Two.
Sorry for my messy handwriting. So 74,040,212. Okay, so there's no possible way I could have known any of the information that you were going to give me tonight. Yet we used your numbers to create this huge number. Now, I would like to call your attention to this envelope of mystery. Earlier today, I placed my prediction inside this envelope, and now I am going to reveal it to you.
A drawing of an elephant.
Elephant! Amazing, right? Oh, I see you're confused. It's upside down.
He turns the number around.
Elephant!
Upside down, the number spells elephant. His parents look amazed.
I'm a magician!
And finally, performing for the Diamonds, Janelle Santos.
Janelle walks on stage, holds hands with Nathan, and they both bow. Christina points, and Janelle looks over at her parents, sitting beside Hamilton and applauding. They wave, and she looks amazed.
Janelle.
Janelle turns and walks up some steps to a cabinet. Christina smiles at Janelle's parents, who mouth, "Thank you." Janelle has got into the cabinet, and Nathan shuts the glass door. She pokes her hand through a hole in the front. Nathan covers the cabinet with a black sheet, which also has a hole that Janelle puts her hand through. Nathan holds up another black sheet, which Janelle holds onto. Then he opens it out, so it's wide and silver.
Ready? One, two, three!
Janelle has suddenly appeared where Nathan was standing. She folds up the black and silver sheet, then pulls the other sheet off the cabinet to show Nathan inside. Janelle curtsies to the applauding audience. Hamilton stands up as he claps and Christina whoops. Janelle waves to her parents and walks off stage. Preston comes on.
This is the best year yet. All right.
While the judges are tabulating the results, I would like to say thank you by singing a song.
Theo comes on and whispers in Preston's ear.
Okay, for our final performance, may I present Theo Moses.
Preston walks off stage. Theo's mum and Cameron grin and clap.
Whew. There are a lot more of you than I expected.
Theo looks nervous and turns to look at the wings to his right. There's no one there. He looks round at the wings to his left and sees a mirror. His reflection looks back at him. Theo chuckles to himself and looks back at the audience.
You know what? Let me just...
He jumps off the stage.
Magic is all about perception. What you're seeing versus what's really happening. Like right now. You don't see a deck of cards in my hands. But...
one appears.
Now you do. I'm going to need an assistant for this trick. Mom, can you please come up here and help me out?
Andy walks over to Preston.
Wow, he's really owning it out there.
As you knew he would.
Can you just look through these just to make sure they're all different?
Have the others seen me?
It's good to meet.
No, they have no idea you're here.
52 cards in the deck, but each one has a different story to tell.
I knew they could do it on their own. Now they know it too.
You planned everything perfectly.
No, I think you did.
Me?
Oh. The Joker is a bit of a wild card, just like my little brother Cameron. He annoys me sometimes, but I'd be lost without him. In fact, Cameron, why don't you come over here?
On the drive back from Vegas, I put it together. This whole summer, the newbie bunk, Darkwood, Theo.
Feel free to come closer if you want a better look.
It's one long trick to help me get my life together.
Well, you know what they say. A trick you don't believe is a trick is the best trick of all.
The way to create more magic in the world is not by creating more magic.
Exactly.
Yeah, I still don't get that one.
You didn't let me finish. It's by creating magicians.
This card is me, the Jack of Hearts.
You are good, old man.
And this card is my dad, the King of Hearts. I think about this card every day.
He puts it in his pocket.
Now, my mom's card is the Queen of Hearts. But where is she? I'll tell you a secret. Sometimes I forgot that this card believed in me. But even when I didn't realize it, the Queen of Hearts was always there for me.
It rises out of the deck of cards.
The Queen of Hearts. So happy I found it. Out of all the cards in the deck, these four are closest to my heart. But there's something extra special about my mom. She changes everything she touches. Mom, can you just touch a card for me?
Theo fans out the cards and his mum touches one. It's the Queen of Hearts.
That's weird. Mom, can you just touch another?
She touches another. It's another Queen of Hearts.
This is strange. There's only supposed to be one Queen of Hearts in the deck. Okay, Mom, just hold your hand out for me.
Theo's mum holds out her hand and he shows everyone the deck of cards. Theo presses the cards against her hand and the front card has become the Queen of Hearts.
I don't know how she does it. Or why it took me this long to realize it, but my mother is magic.
Theo's mum looks emotional and smiles. Theo's cards spring up and cascade like a fountain. They are all the Queen of Hearts. Theo, his mum and Cameron all hug.
Yes, yes, what a competition. Beautiful, all right. And now, the winner of this year's Top Hat competition is... Thank you so much for coming, Roger. Oh, come on, get a sense of humor. Here we go. All right. And the winner for the Top Hat this year, the Hearts!
Judd grabs the Top Hat excitedly. Andy comes on stage to join them.
I'm so proud of you guys. I saw the whole thing, buddy.
Yes. Okay. Very good. And now for the winner of the golden wand from the diamonds, Janelle Santos.
Janelle grins in surprise. Her parents look proud, and tearful Hamilton blows his nose. Vic looks shocked.
What?
Come here.
I am so proud of you.
What are you doing here? What happened to your big show?
Oh, I skipped it.
And dude, I saw your whole set.
What?
I hate to say this phrase because I hate this phrase, but my mind was literally blown.
Wait, you put that mirror there?
You know, sometimes it takes somebody else to help you see yourself.
Wow, you just sounded exactly like Preston.
I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Can you clap twice for me? Can you stomp your feet? Break it down.
Andy and Christina smile at each other as the kids go through the clapping and stamping routine. After the show, the parents, students and teachers are mingling. Andy looks over at Christina.
Thank you. Your bunk killed it.
Bye.
Hey, I am so sorry about ditching the Treasure Island show. I didn't get you in too much trouble, did I?
Oh, no, it's fine. They actually invited you back next weekend.
Really?
No, they banned you for life. Andy, that was a really big gig.
Well, luckily, I landed an even bigger one.
You did? Where?
Right here. You were looking at the new director of youth talent development. Preston offered me a year-round gig scouting for kids.
That's great.
This is where I want to be. And the craziest part is I realized that when I was on stage in Vegas.
But my friend said that you did great. The audience loved you.
Oh, yeah. I killed. I got to live the dream. It was amazing, but weird part is it didn't feel as amazing as helping the kids this summer.
Andy.
You know, you could stick around and work here with me.
You do know I headline at Caesars, right?
Oh, yeah, I think I heard about that. That's cool, that's cool.
But you could come feature for me sometime. The world could use a little abracaduo.
Deal. And wow, that is a really terrible name.
Yeah.
Cornelius looks around.
Hey, Dad.
Judd. I don't understand. Why didn't you perform?
Well, I did perform. All the Hearts costumes.
Thank you.
Those are me.
You designed those costumes? Even the quick change routine?
All of them. Look, I know you want me to be a magician, but this summer I realized I'm not one. I just love designing costumes. I love using fashion to bring my friends' magic to life.
Then you're mistaken. Because that sun is magic.
I got fur in my nose. I'm gonna
go irritate. Judd smiles, and Cornelius hugs him. Ruth is still clutching her rabbit, and she and Vera stare at each other. Vera smiles and puts her arm around Ruth. Theo watches Janelle hug her mum as Cameron runs over to him.
Look out! How'd you do that? You have to tell me.
You really want to know?
Yeah.
Come to camp with me next year.
And my mom?
No, because next summer you're going to camp with me. Yoga camp.
Say what?
All right, I'll think about it.
She hugs them. Vic slopes over, smiling tensely.
Hey, let's go get a snack.
Okay. You were, pretty okay out there.
Thanks, Vic.
You should have these back.
Theo's cards.
I didn't burn them. I just pocketed them. I know, not cool. I won't be such a jerk next year, all right? But I will battle you for the Golden Wand and regain my magic camp supremacy.
Till next summer, then.
They smile and bump fists. Then Vic saunters away. Theo looks around as Janelle walks over.
Theo? Hey.
Hey.
I have to go now.
Oh. That's too bad.
You gonna call me?
The second I get home.
Just so you don't forget.
Janelle kisses him, and Hamilton laughs.
Oh, she went for it. Just too aggressive.
Janelle's parents look around at him.
You did encourage me to encourage her to participate. So this is you guys.
A new video for the Institute, introduced by Andy.
There's a voice in your head, and that voice is crying out, "Clean up your room!" Nope. Sorry. That was the voice of your dad. The voice in your head is saying, "I want to be a magician."
Scribbity Forest years ago, this guy, Roy Preston, founded the Institute and the world-famous Roy Preston Pre-Memorial Theater,
which is sadly now the Roy Preston Memorial Theater.
Kidding. I'm still here. I brought in Andy to help me out.
You'll build lasting relationships with other young magicians, even the weird ones.
Because here we're all the weird ones.
Cool bird, Ruth.
Thanks, Andy.
And the lunch service has non-dairy options.
But don't take my word for it. Just ask any of our former campers, many of whom are now some of the most successful magicians working today.
Like me, Christina Darkwood.
Or better yet, come see for yourself at
Magic Camp!
Preston whispers in his ear.
The Institute of Magic!
I got a couple good tricks up my sleeve. Right here and you'll see. Yeah, my moves are up in the stratosphere. You won't believe what I can make disappear. You think you got it figured out, do ya? You you gotta shove pop up. You think you're gonna fool me, do ya? You ain't seen nothing yet. I'll show you some magic. I'll show you some magic. I'll show you some. Of the grand illusion, gonna leave you in a state of confusion. This time I'm gonna beat you at your own game. Watch me as I make my great escape. You think you gotta figure it out, do ya? You ain't seen nothing yet. I'll show you some. But you ain't seen nothing. I'll show you some magic. I'll show you some magic. I'll show you some.
Audio description created by SDI Media, funded by Disney Plus Originals. Written by Alan Blyton, narrated by Charlie Abrahams. Glittering lights arc over the fairy tale castle turrets. Disney.